This is RSBNB Update, episode 50, recorded Thursday, June 1st, 2006. Alright, everyone, today was a rather amazing week on RuneScape. So with some update that we were promised how long ago, everyone? How long?
2 years. 2 years.
2 years ago, Nate says?
Yes.
What about you, Chris? How long has it been for you that since they promised that what was released?
Late 2001, I think.
Okay. What about you, Pete?
Before you could store items in the bank. I haven't been counting.
Okay. Is that what they said? You can find it on the page. If you go look at their old news, it's a topic from, like, May, right before ours 2 came out.
Wait, before you could store things in the bank?
That's how long Chris has been playing.
You couldn't put stuff in the bank?
Nope, only money.
Wow, that's interesting.
When was that?
2001.
How did you carry all your shit, then?
In the inventory, and that was it.
That sucks.
Anyways, we're here this week with Pika69.
What's Chris, up, guys?
Chrissy the Wissy.
Shane, do you want me to kill you?
No.
No code names, please.
And Nate, a.k.a. Frogger. Terrain yes. Explorer on Guild Wars.
Yay.
Guild Wars is so much superior than RuneScape.
Yes, it is.
It's like amazing.
The graphics are completely awesome.
Hell yeah, I've never played it. Is it free?
No, you have to pay $50 one-time fee, and that's free.
But the rendering on it is awesome, and the map is, like, extremely huge.
The only problem...
Once you go somewhere, you can, like, teleport there.
Yeah. But Factions really is completely laggy.
And you can run backwards on it.
Yeah. Really? And you can do dancing and play the drums and the flute, and you can say, I'm sorry, and yeah, stuff like that.
Well, that's interesting.
And they have necromancers.
Yeah, I'm a necromancer.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, you can resurrect, like, bone horrors, and they kill people and stuff.
Okay, then. Maybe Nate and Pika should start a show on Guild Wars.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Anyways, this week was the construction skill. Along with it comes the chairs and player-owned houses that we were promised so long ago. And if you remember, sometime last year, Pika said something about being able to sit on a chair in the wilderness just before somebody kills you. Sadly, you are not able to do that. Remember when you said that?
No, I do not recall that.
Yeah. Well, last year, during, like, in one of our first episodes or whatever, Pika thought that you'd be able to take out your chair from your inventory and then just have a seat before they kill you.
That'd be cool, then.
Yeah, too bad. Anyways, so, 20 rooms, 330 pieces of furniture, 11 new NPCs, 12 dungeon monsters, craftable toys, new armor and shields, and trophy rooms. Tool racks, different architectural styles, butlers, and a whole host of new games to play with your house guests. Kinda sounds like they're introducing some TV show or something.
How many guests are you allowed to have in the house?
As many as you want, as long as they just come in. As many as you allow in.
So you can have
party
like
at Shane's house!
My house is still in planning on my little drawing board here. I've got the first floor drawn out, and I have to draw out the second floor later.
Really?
Yes, I think you can have 3 levels and a dungeon.
Yeah.
So that was definitely interesting. Talk to the Varrock real estate agent to get started. You can get your own servants. But of course you have to pay them, otherwise I guess that would be slavery, and I don't think Jagex would want to condone slavery, am I right?
Slavery's pretty cool, I'm telling.
Oh, really?
Get those butlers in there to get you beer and whatever you want in there. It's pretty cool.
How much is the butler, or the servant, or whatever?
They start at, I think, 500 GP? Not exactly sure.
Wait, is it a one-time payment, or like daily or weekly, or what?
I'm not sure. I think you pay when you first get them, and then they might demand more payment later on.
Well, that's when you bitch slap them and say, bitch, make me a sandwich. Or else I kill you. It's simple like that.
Starts with some guy named Rick, who costs 500 GP, and a demon butler at level 50 who costs 10,000 GP. So, yes!
I'd go for the demon butler.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, what are your all construction levels here?
One.
Nate? What's your construction?
Oh.
Pika, what's your construction level?
One.
One? And Chris, what's your construction level?
Chris died.
He did?
He did.
So what is your construction level?
I told you I'm dead. Don't bother me again. I sit silent through the RuneScape stuff.
You play it, but you don't. You should play RuneScape. Does everybody here agree that you should play RuneScape again?
Who, Chris?
Yes.
I don't know.
Pika, say you don't agree for me, please.
I think it's up to Chris, as we live in a country which has freedom of choice.
Okay, then?
That works.
Anyways, take your logs to the sawmill and get them made into planks.
That takes too long.
I know, but that's so funny, actually. I find it actually rather funny. You want to know why it's funny? It costs 1,500 GP to have one mahogany log made into a mahogany plank.
Yeah.
And how many do you need per house?
It totally depends what you're building, so... Yes.
I don't see why it would take, like, level 90-something just to hammer nails into something.
No, that's, like, for upper-level stuff. I'm not sure what level mahogany comes in at. Does anyone know?
I don't know. I mean, think it's, like, 50.
Yeah, you can make a gilded ward... or a mahogany wardrobe at level 75.
Oh.
So, yes.
I know that gilded bed is, like, 50. I was checking it out.
Yeah. Yeah, teak costs 500 GP to make into a plank, oak 250, and normal wood 100. That is kind of expensive.
If they use U-logs, I would have felt bad for all the Fletchers. I think that's why Jagex avoided using U's, because U's would have shot up to like 1k each.
Yeah, but that's the way it goes. I don't know, does anybody even use, like in real life, U-wood to make furniture?
I don't think it would be quite 1,000 each, because since there's a lot of free players who cut logs, so I think the maximum would be 500 each.
Well, teak is going for 2k right now.
Well, that's because teak is hard to get.
Yeah, and mahogany are not tradable.
Oh, they aren't?
No, mahogany aren't. I don't know about teak, so I did.
Yeah, teak's tradable.
Okay, teak is tradable. Mahogany is not. There was a story about this guy who had so many mahogany logs that it'll cost him like 1.5 billion just to get them converted to planks.
Wow.
So he's pretty much stuck with them because, you know, they're non-tradable, so. Yes.
Did you high elf them?
Oh, yes, you could high elf them, but I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Just for the money.
So yes, overall impressions of, this new skill, construction. Out of 5, please. Nate?
I give it a 4.
Okay. Pika?
I haven't tried it yet, but I see that it has a lot of potential, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Chris?
What?
What do you rate the skill out of 5?
1.
Okay! I'll go 4 as well.
I actually find it a lot interesting than farming.
No, I like farming. Farming and herbler are my favorite.
I'll pass.
New poll on our website is construction everything you thought it would be. 43% say yes, I love it. So, I guess there you go. Also,
yeah.
The official RuneScape poll, 51% of the people say that graphics are their most important technical aspect. Music at 4%, loading times 24%, and easy-to-use interfaces at 19%.
If Jagex had better graphics, they'd have to switch to a client versus Java.
Yeah, probably. You can only push Java so hard. Anyways, I voted easy-to-use interfaces on that one. Because I like the graphics the way they are. Based on their last graphics updates, they look a whole lot worse, some of them. So, yes, they always managed to screw something up.
Yeah.
Yes, more bank space. I know that was welcome. So.
See, that's what Guild Wars lacks. You only get, like, 20 bank spaces in Guild Wars.
Really?
I'm sorry, I'm with the Guild Wars, but... Yeah, they made factions and didn't expand the bank space.
Huh.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing good about RuneScape.
Is the bank space?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Interface changes, like you saw the way the total levels down there, combat on the combat page, quest points at the quest points page. Pretty simple stuff. Small number of teak and mahogany trees have been added around the Khazari jungle, Apatol, City of User, and Woodland Cells of Castle Wars. So, I guess that's that. And finally, 4 new worlds, 3 in Stockholm, Sweden, and 1 in Toronto.
Did you guys see all those worlds that went offline yesterday?
No, what time was this?
I think it was around 3 my time. There's only 3 worlds up, 3 or 4 worlds up. The
really?
Rest of them were all offline, yeah.
Interesting.
Yes, they just all die at the same time, and on the homepage it said that there was, like, I think 9999 players playing. The high scores died, everything, the forums died.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, not much to talk about on the RuneScape updates, but a big, massive skill that was added, so...
Yeah,
we can't talk about the entire skill. What?
I think that the Xbox controller is the best game controller ever conceived by Matt. It's pretty nice. Because over the weekend, I actually turned an Xbox controller into a computer controller for my Game Boy, my Nintendo 64 emulator. It's pretty good. And it's pretty good. I like this controller. I suggest that everyone do it. It's pretty cool.
Okay, then. Sounds interesting. I once heard of something where they converted an Xbox controller, so instead of rumbling, it'll give you a good shock.
Mine doesn't rumble. Or I don't think it does.
That's a nice little incentive to make sure that you don't get
shocked. I see rumble thingies.
So, wait, you get electric shock?
Yeah, instead of getting rumble.
That has to hurt.
I don't know.
If you hold it up to the light, you can see little motors in the handles.
What?
If you hold the game controller up to the light, up to some light, if you have the ones you can see through, you can see little motors in the handles. Mm-hmm. But they don't work for me.
Anyways, on to questions now. First one from a person named Kyle. Starts with a K and ends with an E and a Y L in the beginning.
Hey, why did you ignore my message the other week? I asked the message, and you didn't say it.
What message?
It was because I went back to RuneScape and I asked what quest to do, and didn't get an answer.
Oh, I didn't see that question.
Yeah, I felt very sad and hurt.
Well, I'll answer you at the end of this week's question period.
Fine.
Do you receive reduced experience when using a Halley, otherwise known as a Halberd? Answer is, no you don't, it's just slower. I just really think that they should have made it to... So that in order to wield the Halberd, you must complete that Regicide quest. Because I just see far too many, like, level 40s and stuff walking around with a Rune Halberd. Drives me crazy. But no, you don't receive reduced experience.
You remember when they first came out, and since you could hit 2 spaces in front of you, everyone thought it was a bug, and everyone that used the Halberd, they thought they had bug abuse and stuff?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep. Okay. Pika, you want to take this next one?
Let me get to it. Is it better for your computer to leave it off during the night or to keep it on? And that's from Mushroom Queen. Well, Mushroom Queen, I have a word for you. Well, it turns out that Windows and Linux seem to be pretty, like, stable operating systems. And you don't really have to shut them down that often. And if you can develop some minor bugs if you leave it on for, like, many months at a time. So it's a good idea to shut them down every once in a while. But it shouldn't be that big of an issue. And also, if you turn it off every night, your motherboard, well, it heats up when it's on. And if it gets really cold, when you turn it off, it could potentially crack, and that's not good. It's not going to have a...
It could get that cold that it would crack. Like, I don't think she's living in the Arctic.
No. I've heard of this actually happening where people turn off their computers and as the motherboard cools down, it actually cracks.
Really?
And well, if that happens, you're not going to have a good time. So, if you have a stable operating system such as Windows or Linux or maybe
or
even
OS X. Mac,
OS X, yes. It's
OS 10.
It's X.
It's 10.
It's X10. It's about the same numeral. Come on.
Okay.
Anyways, if you have a stable operating system, then sure, leave it on if you want.
Yeah. Anything stable enough to leave it on, so. Yes, leave it on. Who cares? Just a bit of power.
I leave mine on all the time.
Well,
it's just been 90 degrees in this room, and I don't want my processors to melt.
Well, yeah, that is kind of a good point, but I do have a 500-watt power supply, so that kind of does suck lots of power, so maybe I should try and put some power-saving options on. I don't know. Oh, and Chris, what do you do with yours every day?
What? Shut it off.
Okay.
That's just what we've always been doing with computers, so we just do it anyway.
Okay.
It only takes 3 minutes to start it up. It's not that
much
time.
3 minutes? Really? That's slow.
Well, I don't know. I don't time it. Less than.
Okay.
One minute. Thank you, Mushroom Queen.
Thank you. Let's put Nate on this next question.
Yay. It's a RuneScape question. I can actually answer this now. Okay. How do you think construction and player-owned houses will change RuneScape? That's from...
Lean Arrow.
Yeah, Lean Arrow. Whatever. Lean Dero?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will... I don't know. I think it will change a lot. It got me back to RuneScape.
Yes.
I've actually found RuneScape more entertaining now.
Interesting. I like it, actually. It'll be a good place to hold whatever those things are called. Private drop parties, I guess?
Yes.
Yes. As long as people... Or no, wait. No. Never mind. I remember reading that if you pick drop something in your house, it'll automatically be destroyed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, but I dropped something... I dropped a bucket in my house, and it didn't go poof.
Huh. Okay, yeah. Then. So, I don't know. It opens up a whole lot of areas about what can be done, and that sort of stuff. Overall, it's pretty good. How does Pika think it'll change RuneScape?
I think that it won't really change RuneScape that much.
So it'll just be like farming or Slayer?
Well, it'll have some effects, like you can have parties at your house and stuff like that. But people will get over it after a while, and I think that things will get back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
It will boost member sales for the month of the year.
Yes.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Where is everyone's house right now?
I'm still in Remington. I want to go to Birmingham or Yano.
Ah, yeah. How is everyone finding construction? Fun, expensive, boring perhaps? What is the state of your house right now? Anubis.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how is the state of your house?
Should I go?
Yes.
Okay. It's expensive right now. I spent $500K on it.
Oh,
the
really?
State of my house is in disrepair, and it's not boring at all.
I haven't spent much money on mine, so. Well, I just been working on actually training the skill, and before the show, I started designing what I want the house to look like. So, yeah. Design what the house wants to look like, and then I'll build it. Does anybody else here besides me and Nate have a house?
I don't.
Okay.
So yeah, I think we're enjoying it, right?
Who's breathing? It's kind of scary.
I don't know. I think it's Pika.
It's not me, I swear.
I think it is you. Anyway, so yeah. Anubis, only me and Nate are the ones with house right now. Mine's still under construction, and Nate's is actually in a worse state, I think, so.
No, it's not that bad. I'm just trying to organize where I want everything to go. I'm only level 20, so I don't have most of the rooms set up yet.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Anubis. How is your house? That's a better question. Anyways, so. Would you recommend Pest Control or Desert Bandits to train to 90 strength? That is from Bib User. Pika, what's your strength level?
86.
Okay. Well, you have the highest combat here, so what would you say is the best strength experience? Like desert bandits in the desert, or pest control, or something else, or what do?
I wouldn't suggest either of them.
Okay, then what would you do?
Dagonoths.
Okay. Pika says Dagonoths. That's actually probably a good choice, but I'm not too sure on pest control or desert bandits, so. Probably because I only have 81 strength! Anyways, so. Thank you, Bib User. Oh yes, Bib User, there's something we've been trying to wonder from you. Do you use a bib?
That's not very nice.
Are you calling him childish?
No, I'm not. I'm just curious because his name says Bib User.
So if my name's Frogger, would you ask me if I'm obsessed with frogs?
Yes.
Okay. And which I'm not.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that settled out. Sorted out. So, thank you. That concludes our questions.
Woo.
On to tech news. I know it's getting close to Nate's bedtime, right?
Nah, it's my dad already came in and yelled at me. I just said, whatever. Okay.
Okay. So, should they ban laptops in, like school environments or something? What do you guys think? That's one of our tech news things. It's a question of whether or not that laptops should be banned in class. Well, this person who wrote this article states that it's not nearly having the computer in the class. It's internet access and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I don't think they should be banned. What do you guys think?
Well, personally, it's not like a big deal at my school, as I was the only person to actually bring a laptop the entire year that I noticed. And my school is like 20 years in the past, as we use computers running Windows 95.
Really?
And we have no Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's bad.
The most modern computers are these really crappy ones that run Windows 2000.
I see.
Which is crap.
Yes, Chris, what do your school computers have?
XP and Wi-Fi?
Yes,
what Pika doesn't have.
I know, that's because Chris lives in goes to a new school.
Yeah, mine's only a few years old, and it's supposed to be like one of the best schools in Arizona, one of the richest ones, and it's not quite the richest one.
And Chris, weren't you once saying that they give out laptops in your school to use?
Yeah, we have, well, like, there's just, like, laptop carts that a classroom can use. There's another town in South Dakota that every student has a laptop.
Yeah, that's pretty good, so. Definitely
I'm
not
envious.
Definitely not they should be banned. Like, it's definitely easier to take notes on them. But then you have the problem of those few wisecracks in the back of the class playing games or whatnot, you know?
Actually, my school just updated all their servers to HP. I don't know. I think it's dual Exxon, whatever. And they actually can control where you can access. They took all the games away. Like it says, your administrative privileges have been removed. You can't use command prompt or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty locked down. So.
Yeah, I work in the tech department, and we updated all our 98s to XP. It was some fun, but my school's investing in Dells, and that's all we can afford.
I see. Yeah, it's different when you buy your own and stuff like that, but definitely they should not be banned.
Dells are okay computers.
Should they? So, overall verdict here is they should not be banned?
Oh, my school banned laptops in class.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, you can't have any laptops or Palm Pilots or any electronics in class.
Why?
Oh,
I don't know.
Can I mention something?
Yes, go right ahead.
I found a nice trick with laptops that you can do in school, for anyone that wants to know. At least our school's network does this. If you start to log into your name, then turn off...
Is it a Novell or Windows login?
Windows.
Okay, so just thought we'd make that clear, Windows login.
If you turn off, right after you log on, if you turn off the wireless detector thingy on the laptop, you'll log on with, like, if your school has restrictions on the network for the students, then you'll log on without restrictions.
No, see, on our school district, you actually download the permissions from the server, and they're actually formatted onto the computer, and either if it's connected or not connected, it still only works on that computer. It's kind of weird. There's three usernames. There's the student username, which is usually English, like the department. Username that the student... There's only three student technicians, and I'm one of them. And we use support. That's our username. And the network administrators in our school use MS Admin or HS Admin.
Okay. Every student in my school has their own name. So.
Yeah, and that's what they normally do.
Because we just have a department thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely should not be banned. You can take a look at the story at this article link. Next story. Yes. Somebody read this. Pika, please.
Okay, let me get to it. Let's see. The Pirate Bay strikes again. Oh, I know this one. Nick and I were just talking about this. The well-known torrent site was shut down yesterday, and its server equipment seized. Remember, we're dealing with file sharing, the ubiquitous Hydra that simply cannot die, no matter how many press releases you throw at it. If you destroy one file sharing network, another one takes its place. Remove 10-bit torrent index sites, 20 more will pick up the slack. The Pirate Bay is not done. Their site says, shut down. We'll be up and fully functional within a day or two. Okay, basically what happened at the Pirate Bay was, like 50 Swedish police busted into this place, and they took all the servers for examination, but there were actually no files on the servers. They were just, they just redirected you to the files, so they can't bust them for anything.
Exactly. That's the beauty of torrent.
Exactly.
So what, they had remote file servers?
No, what happens is the files are on the individual person's computer. They're not on any one server.
They're on yours and my computer, and everybody downloads from the user.
Isn't that how LimeWire and BearShare
Yeah,
works?
Exactly.
Okay.
There's no actual server that has these files on it. The servers are just made to direct the files.
Yes, that's right. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know. If you take a look at their legal page whenever they get back up, it's actually quite funny. They have all these... links to these legal articles that came to them from certain companies, Apple, Microsoft, Adobe, and all those kind of big companies. They just post them on the website because they really can't do anything about it. Like, who do you track when you're dealing with torrent? So, BitTorrent is not a bad technology, so another win for them. And as it says, there's really no way to... The BitTorrents are kind of like the Borg. They just totally expand, and there's no way to really stop it. Like a unstoppable virus, actually, is what the torrent networks are like.
Yeah. Now, how trustworthy is it downloading from people's computers with viruses and stuff?
Well, that's the idea. You check the file before you start downloading it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so... But definitely, I think... If most of the people have, like, if many people have downloaded it, you're probably safe because somebody would have said something by now. Also check where it says, but we're not talking about pirating stuff here, so.
No, we're not.
Next tech news. Anybody? Anybody here? Chris, you can do this one.
Ubuntu. Is that
Ubuntu.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, that one too.
Ubuntu 6.06 has been released. This version is highly scalable, works on your standard home computer, or it can even be used in powerful server machines with 8 CPUs. You can get a live CD. The only major problem reported is that there is no built-in WPA support.
Yes. Ubuntu is a nice little Linux distribution that is supposed to be user-friendly. Based on Debian, which is very powerful.
Linux can never be... Wait, did you say Linux or the other one?
What do you mean? Did I say what?
You said Linux, right?
Yeah, I said Linux.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes. Anyways, so definitely something you might want to try, but as it said, no no built-in WPA support, which you probably want if you're on a wireless network.
Now, Shane.
Yes.
Would you recommend Ubuntu for as a Linux or Linux software?
Well, that's a good question. This past week, I installed something called SUSE Linux onto my laptop, but it was lagging really, really bad, so I would say definitely not SUSE for my laptop, even though it's a modern one with a 1.5 GHz processor and 512 RAM. You'd want something lighter, so I might give Ubuntu a try on it, but I don't know. I've never tried it before. I have to try it, and I'll let you guys all know.
My friend downloaded Fedora the other day and installed it.
I don't like Fedora.
He was saying they're actually trying. They have their own instant messenger service for all the instant messengers, and they're trying to get MSN to work.
Really?
Yeah. See, I don't like Fedora though. It's too big.
I like Fedora for the web servers, and that's probably about it. So.
I don't think it's too user friendly.
Yes, as a matter of fact, RSBNB does run on Fedora Core 4.
Yeah, most web servers do.
Yep. So. I don't know, definitely give this a try. And it's free! They'll even send out free install CDs to you.
Yeah, most Linux is free, besides Fedora.
Fedora
pretty much the only one. Fedora is free? Oh yeah, the download. But
yeah, the download is free. It's Red Hat that costs money.
Yeah, the Red Hat, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so...
Okay.
Ubuntu 6.06 has came out. Anyways. Yeah. The rats! Ah! Somebody... I'll read this first one. Pika can take number 2, and Nate or Pika can take number 3.
I'll take the last one.
Okay. The player-owned house just came out, and it's cool. Spelled with K-E-W-L. And all but paying to get planks? We should be able to make our own planks. Hey, maybe chopping wood into planks, well, I don't know. Fletching skills and you kind of chop / skin wood.
Skin?
All I ask is no more paying to get planks. I don't know, you have to agree with that, don't you?
You should be able to buy a saw and just do it yourself.
Yes, exactly. So, I don't know.
Well, just keep going. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think paying is a good idea. It's stupid.
It's wrong. 100, yes. 250, 500, 1500? Yeah, that's too expensive.
It should be a fletching skill. They should have incorporated it with fletching.
Skinning wood, as this guy says?
Skinning. I don't really call it skinning.
Skinning wood.
That sounds a bit erotic, doesn't it? Hey, Chris, I'll skin your wood. Let's go for a ride.
Okay, that's that rat. Chris, you're up next.
Actually, it was me up next, was it not?
Okay, sure, you're up next then.
Actually, I'll take the third one.
Okay. Chris, go right ahead.
Okay. Why, Jagex, why? Why do you contribute to the ongoing destruction to the RuneScape economy? You need to have so much money to enjoy this game. Now it's unreal, and it's all because of updates like player-owned houses. Of course it isn't entirely JX's fault. Some credit must go out to the corrupt, greedy players who manipulate the economy for an extra gold piece. It makes me so mad that I can sad that I can no longer enjoy this game without paying so much money.
You know what? And the moral of this rant is, nothing in life is free.
Exactly.
Yes.
What you pay for is what you get. That's a motto I live by.
Yeah, I know.
If you buy the $5 shoes, you'll have sore feet. If you buy the $7 watermelon, you'll have rotten watermelon.
Indeed. So. Actually, $7 for watermelon's not too bad here.
Yeah.
I just made that price up. I don't know how much watermelon actually costs.
Yeah. $7 is pretty good.
As Pika said, motto is what you pay for is what you get.
But you don't actually have to get a player-owned house.
No,
it's
you don't.
It's up to you. You're not being forced.
That's right.
I say, wait. Unless I can make, my house in the middle of, Varrock or something, then, no.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to put it where you want, you know? Yes.
Indeed.
Okay.
Let's see. Anything else?
You read this next rant or Nate?
Is that the really big one?
Yeah, it's the essay rant.
Do you want to split it, Pika?
No.
No? Okay. Then you can
no. Okay. Thank you. Note. I am not ranting at the fact that you can't teleport to major cities, or that the teleports have weird names. Also, I am not complaining about the item loss. This thread will soon be run by my peer, that name.
Yes, okay.
Okay, suppose you are having some fun casting agents. While casting, you misclick and cast one for the wilderness teleport spells. Bam, you're up in the 46th world at the Demonic Ruins, Clan War Central. Here lies my rat. There is no warning that pops up. Are you sure you want to go to the wild? You're just automatically there. There should be a pop-up that covers a little chat box, like the RD switch and conversion and conversations with non-playable characters. These would only pop up on the wilderness teleports, not all of them. Quote from a moderator. They have a warning before you go down to Trollheim, to the wilderness shortcut. Why not when you teleport to the wild? And other solutions by posters, and can't say names. But maybe like a switch on the game options, like the accept aid thing. Next one is be able to disable spells, and make the disable spell a right click on the chosen spell, and options would be cast, enable, disable, or cancel. And then that sounds good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Then post spells on a page and teleport spells on another page. So when you want to teleport, you know where you are going. You know where you're going to, and you can prepare to pick up the right spell. For all you people saying, "Well, if you're dying, then you will die because you have to click yes or no." You wouldn't teleport to wild to escape from death. you just wouldn't. I wouldn't. Please don't just post something like "be more careful" then, or use autocast, because a lot of people use water staff or a melee weapon. So don't bring teleport spells, Froob. That's getting really annoying.
Yes, I think we all agree on this one.
Yes, it's good.
It's a good point. Like you click the wrong one and you're up in the wilderness. Good rant.
That was a good rant.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't really paying attention. I got really boring in the middle.
So yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
I like it. I have the option to disable a spell. Excellent.
Excellent. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so RSB&B stuff.
Yay.
Construction calculators and signatures and goal sigs are ready. They were up yesterday around, I forget what time I got them up. They were up like 4 p.m. RSB&B time in the afternoon. So, calculator.
What time's RSB&B time?
Mountain time.
Oh, okay.
Calculator was up before I got up in the morning thanks to the wonderful work of Mike gathering experiences and stuff.
Yay
like that.
Yay for Mike.
Yes, and they can all be found in the usual places. Once again, we have the RSB&B newspaper, otherwise known as the RSB Informer application, still going. You can find out how to apply in the global announcement that's in the forums right now. It's on the top of every forum. You can just go there and, click it and you can apply.
Yeah.
Is anyone here applying? Chris, Nate, Pika?
Nope.
I would apply, but I'm not so much of a writer. I lead the newspaper over at Room Village, but that was because I was like head of making web pages and stuff.
I see.
Like head of HTML web design. But you don't need that because you got you and whoever. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we've been up to. So, we had some comments about Pika leaving the show soon. This is his, not his third last show, I guess, so.
Yeah.
They were wondering why, but Pika, do you want to say why?
I'm just not having a good time, guys. That's pretty much it.
You're not being loved?
I am loved, but yeah, I know.
He wants to go do some other stuff, and there's other stuff he wants to do, right?
It's called offline, actually. There's this whole life? There's this whole other world besides the internet.
No way.
And, you know, you just gotta go do it.
Sure. So.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what Pika will be doing afterwards. But you did say you'll come around RSBNB still a bit, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. You can still send them all your private messages and stuff on RSBNB.
You can never escape the world of RuneScape.
Oh no, it's everywhere, isn't it?
Yes. It is rapidly growing.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Are we going to say what we did recently on RuneScape?
Oh, sure. I guess just...
I don't know, we've already said it. Just Pika and Chris don't play, and we already talked about what we're doing.
Yeah, construction, some magic, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we need people for the design crew.
Oh, yeah. Really? You still need more people?
Yeah, have you seen our user group?
No,
it's pathetic.
Haven't.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Well, if you have some graphic skills, go check out the design crew down on level 36.
I thought we were at 48 the last time, or 41. Are you moving us down?
Yeah, you're moving up in the world, level 36.
But we were level, like, 41 a couple episodes.
Yeah, well, you're 36 now. Deal with it.
Fine.
So, okay. That's it. Another RSBNB update. So, see you guys, everyone, for Shane1288 at shane.rsbnb.com, Chris at chris.rsbnb.com, Pika at, Pika, do you want to say your blog, your MySpace, or what?
I'll do it all later.
Yes, we'll post the link to his MySpace in the notes. And Nate is from NateDenzal.net.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
Denzal!
Okay. Denzal. It sounds Chinese, but it's German.
So, see you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Later. Okay, let's call Poison now.